I'm Marco Werman with The World. Pop quiz, name the six biggest religions on Earth. Let's see. Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. Those are the world's three major monotheistic faiths. Then you've got Hinduism and Buddhism in the East. That's five. If you're having trouble coming up with number six, I'm not surprised. The editors at the Norton Anthology of World Religions also wrestled with that, and they decided to go with Taoism as one of the major world religions. Here's more from The World's Matthew Bell.
It's sort of miraculous that Taoism is still around at all. More than once in its 2,500-year history, the rulers of China tried to stamp it out. At one point, the entire Taoist canon was very nearly lost forever, but it survived. And today, Taoism remains one of the five official religions in China. It gets lots of government support for things like new temples, and Taoism is back on the upswing among Chinese people. Then, there are lots of examples of the religion's staying power here in the West. Take, for instance, one of my 7-year-old son's favorite cartoons. It's called Lego Chima.
Lego Chima is basically these Lego guys that are animals with cool swords and stuff, kind of like lightsabers. The chi is like when you put it in their chest plate. It makes them, you know, like more powerful.
Okay, let's get started.
For a more experienced perspective on the Taoist concept of qi, I meet up with Marie Favorito. She's the director of the Boston Healing Tao Center. And on this morning, she's leading a Tai Chi class for some local seniors.
Twist and slap tapping.
Qi Kung is the art of moving your life force. Qi means energy. Kung is practice, your discipline. It's a way of life. It's part of the philosophy of the Tao, which means the way. So it's a practical, hands-on way of moving in meditation, sitting in meditation, standing in meditation.
But why are Westerners so interested in this manifestation of Taoism, I ask?
What makes this so powerful is that it works. If you do it, if you practice, it works. It gives you a way of aging gracefully. It gives you a way of working with your life force energy, a way of increasing it, in a way of keeping balance in your physical body and your energy body. It's not just a philosophy, it's a practice.
Now, that might not sound like it adds up to a religion or worship of a greater being, but Taoism, especially as it has evolved in China, is very much a religious system. It's got all kinds of rituals. There are priests and gods. Chinese Taoism is very much blended together with traditional Chinese folk religion. Feng Shui, for example. But most Westerners have indeed seen Taoism as pure, unadulterated philosophy. And that's thanks in large part to the Chinese sage from the 4th century BC named Lao Tzu.
Without going out of my door, I can know things are mine.
When an English rock star put some lines from the Tao Te Ching to music in the late 1960s, he wasn't actually being all that original. George Harrison was following in the footsteps of Jesuit missionaries from centuries past. They were the first Westerners to travel to China and translate Taoist scripture for the audience back home. As the author of the Tao Te Ching, Lao Tzu is really the founding father of Taoism. Even today, new translations of his classic text are coming out 2 or 3 times a year. Outside of China, Taoism is often boiled down to some pretty simple concepts that don't seem religious at all.
Definitely the version that is spread around the world that has had such appeal is a kind of a go-with-the-flow ethos for Taoism and a kind of naturalism, a retreat to the country and the mountains and the woods and all of that that goes with it.
James Robson of Harvard University edited the section on Taoism in the new Norton Anthology of World Religions. I asked, did he really need 700 pages to elaborate on something as straightforward as go with the flow?
You've touched on the classic irony with all of Taoism, which is the Tao Te Ching itself was never meant to be written down. It was Lao Tzu. He was leaving China and was stopped at the gate by a guardian at the gate and who convinces him to finally write down the Tao Te Ching. So you have this irony of something that's supposed to be inexpressible in words, but it's become the most translated book around the world besides the Bible.
All kinds of people have turned to the Tao Te Ching over the years for inspiration. Writer Oscar Wilde, psychedelic pioneer Timothy Leary, even the Gipper. Here's a line from his 1988 State of the Union address.
As an ancient Chinese philosopher, Lao Tzu said, Govern a great nation as you would cook a small fish. Do not overdo it.
Who knows? Maybe Ronald Reagan was reading The Tao of Pooh. The book recast Winnie the Pooh as a Taoist ideal, and it was wildly popular back in the 1980s. There are some well-known Taoist monks in China, but Taoism does not have an equivalent to the Pope or the Dalai Lama. This is not a highly organized religion. It's very difficult to say how many Taoists there are around the world. Again, here's James Robson.
Even if you couldn't quantify the number of Taoists to sort of justify it based on numbers as a world religion, clearly the idea of Taoism and Taoist ideas that came along with books like the Tao Te Ching that inspired philosophers, musicians, artists, that clearly has had a tremendous impact all around the world.
Fury in my eyes, sword on my side. Escape death to become immortalized. Afro on my head, the black samurai. Number one, I bring my whole nation alive. I'm the leader of the clan.
Among many translated works of Taoist scripture in the Norton Anthology is some writing from the Rizza of the Wu-Tang clan. He wrote The Tao of Wu in 2009 and is an avid follower of monks from the Shaolin USA Temple. Robson says there's a reason why he included plenty of pop culture references in the Norton Anthology. He says they are an important part of the still-evolving story of Taoism. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.
Yo, I'm the master of disaster. No one speaks a sword faster. I warned you, there'll be tears after the laughter. Now 30 years after...